This podcast is being brought to you by Dell Partner Direct and Intel. For more information on Partner Direct and to become a Dell partner, you can visit www.dell.com/partner. Dell and Intel, simplifying IT for thousands of channel partners every day.
Hello and welcome. This podcast is part of TechTarget's Channel Success Stories series, which is sponsored by Dell and Intel. We would like to thank them for their support. My name is Al Perlman, and I'm your moderator. Today's topic is selling to the market for small and medium-sized businesses, and it is focused on KIS, a leading solutions provider based in the California Bay Area. KIS, which stands for Keep IT Simple, has more than 20 years' experience solving IT challenges for corporate, education, and government organizations. It has some small customers, and some very large customers, but its sweet spot is in serving the IT needs of small and mid-sized businesses, generally in the range of 250 to 1,500 employees. By focusing on this segment of the market, KIS has a keen understanding of what those types of companies are looking for out of their solutions providers and MSPs. Here to share some of that insight, it is my pleasure to introduce John Marciano, the Chief Operating Officer of KIS. John, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Can you give us a little bit of background on KIS, you know, kind of when you got started and where you are now and what your mission is?
Well, we started out in 1988 as a white box reseller. We sold to corporate customers, city and state local governments. Today, we're a complete solution provider. Not only do we sell the product, we also sell the services along with the product. We actually install and support and train on technology today.
And I know you're also a partner with Dell, so where does Dell fit in?
Well, Dell is a new partnership for us.
Okay.
For a lot of years, Dell was a direct reseller. They've gone to the reseller channel this year, and we've been selected as one of the new Dell partners.
Mm-hmm. And what's that been like?
It's been rewarding for us. We've competed for years, and now to be able to offer the Dell product to the customer is something we're excited about. We feel like we offer some of the best services and solutions to customers, and we feel like Dell and Intel offer some of the best products to the customer.
And do you have a certain type of specialty in terms of the type of services that you provide?
The biggest thing for us, for the reseller we're calling on, the small to medium-sized business, what they get from a company like us compared to dealing with a large manufacturer or a large group of people is they get response. And that's what that small, medium-sized business is looking for, is how am I going to be responded to? When they have a problem, it's a much larger problem than it is in a large organization. There's nobody there to help them. We have to respond, and that's what makes the difference in our business. That's the reason why we've been around for as long as we have.
Mm-hmm. And anything in terms of like the specific technology that you might use in terms of for virtualization or remote support?
What we're finding today, there's a solution for us with some of the advanced technology products Dell is offering today. They're Blade products with our solutions around virtualization. And the reason why I'm a Dell partner today is a product I sold before was a product called EqualLogic. That is
right.
A storage product.
Right.
By using the Dell Blade servers and virtualization along with storage with EqualLogic, we're able to put together for the customer a product they can grow with long into the future.
How much of a percentage is your business's services versus a product at this point?
50% hardware sales and 50% engineering services.
And when you look at engineering services, and you're talking particularly about small and mid-sized companies, what are some of the types of things that you guys do for them?
We come in and we find out their pain points and where they can use help, and we provide the services remotely or on-site to the customer. We have a remote help desk for the customer at all times. We also do staff augmentations. We'll actually place a body out on site on a customer site to have answer questions on their needs and work inside their internal environments. That's in the SMB space where those customers actually need the extra help.
Right. So in a lot of ways, your company provides, you're their IT organization for them.
In a lot of ways, we are.
Yeah. So as kind of like your IT organization, what are some of the things that you are finding in the market in terms of what organizations of this size, you know, 250 to 1,500 employees, what are some of their needs? What are some of the things that they're looking at trying to accomplish?
Everybody's trying to save money today. It's a tight economy right now. We hear a lot of things about green. What they're trying to do is they're trying to lower the overall cost of operating their network internally. some of the products that are available today, like virtualization, VMware, I'm sure you've heard of. Dell, using VMware and some of the technology, Dell is now offering a product called EqualLogic, which is a storage system, along with one of their Blade servers. We can actually cut down the amount of servers organizations are using today by using some of the technologies that Dell is offering today.
Mm-hmm. I know you tend to take a vendor-agnostic approach where you really find out the problem, and then you find the best solution for your customers. What do you get out of being a partner with an organization like Dell and EqualLogic?
What I get from Dell is they give me the complete solution to the customer, from soups to nuts. I can offer the customer the lowest end system they may need. I can also offer them the highest end system they may need. Dell has the complete offering of products that we can bring to the customer.
And I know that you were an EqualLogic partner prior to working with Dell.
Prior to being a Dell partner, we were a Dell competitor. We sold a product called EqualLogic. Dell bought EqualLogic about a year and a half ago. Dell offered me an opportunity to become a partner of Dell. After competing with Dell over all the years, I decided I wanted to be a partner with Dell because I truly respected what they were doing in the channel, and I wanted to be a part of that, and I wanted to offer that to my customers.
And what have you seen now that you're a Dell partner? What kind of attitude and what kind of advantages do you get from being partnered with Dell as opposed to competing against Dell?
I think Dell, by not being in the channel for so long, now is working harder than some of the other manufacturers out there to make sure the channel is successful. And it's a great time to be a part of that right now. I'm on the ground floor of a company going into the channel. And it's a great time to be a part of that right now. I'm able to talk to senior people within Dell who want to know what can make my business more successful. And they're listening and they're doing what they can to make that happen.
Great. And I also know from having talked to you in the past that one of the reasons why you are partnering with Dell and EqualLogic is the presence of the Intel microprocessor technology as part of the Dell product line. Can you tell us what the advantages of being partnered with Dell as far as Intel is concerned?
Well, it's the whole solution for the SMB customer. They can't just buy an off-brand product. They have to have something that's going to grow with them and stay with them for a long time. By offering a Dell solution powered by an Intel product, it's going to give the customer a sense of comfort. They're going to be able to stick around with their decision for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm. And I know you mentioned virtualization and working with VMware as well. Does Intel technology give you a particular benefit when you're looking at a virtual environment?
Intel's been around for so long. When VMware was creating their solutions, they were building around Intel's capabilities more than they were building around their capabilities. Intel was first. So when VMware came out with their solutions, they made sure their solutions worked best around Intel products because Intel is the leader of processors for computers today.
Right. So you mentioned the EqualLogic storage area networking products, and you also mentioned VMware and Dell. So I'm wondering if maybe you can give us an example of a particular customer that you guys have worked with utilizing that technology and kind of what their challenge was and how you were able to utilize the technology to help them solve it.
Well, we had a school district, Nye County School District in Nevada, one of the largest school districts in the country. And they came to us and had a problem with the desktop and supporting and managing the desktop. Well, the goal was to get the school off the individual desktop PCs into an environment that was simpler to manage and to maintain and troubleshoot. The solution that I came up with was a Dell Blade server and a Dell EqualLogic storage area network. The client running thin client was much easier to manage, and we were able to centralize the storage and manage the applications.
And did that help you in terms of with security, for example, in terms of reducing some of the security threats that this school district might have faced?
By putting everything into one local central area place to store data and running, taking it off the desktop and having no more desktop PCs, that put everything in one simple place to manage.
And were there any other particular applications, from a small business standpoint, where you might have come up with either a virtualization solution or data consolidation or a solution where you were able to help a company deal with rising energy costs?
Well, virtualization today is part of green technologies. We were able to get rid of 100 desktop PCs and put them over to thin clients. much less power for the customer, save them a lot of money by using virtualization. Today, that's how we go out to our customers. A lot of things in California to where our headquarters is today, there's offers from the energy companies to lower your power use. The only way customers are going to be able to lower their power use is to not have as many physical servers. Virtualization allows you not to have as many physical servers, thus lowering the overall cost of running that network.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that has struck me, you know, when we've talked before about this is, you know, you guys have been working with small and mid-sized companies for, you know, 20 years or so. And I know one of the things that you talk about is the importance of kind of having like a close relationship with the clients and really understanding their business. Can you just tell us from the standpoint of small businesses and medium-sized businesses, you know, kind of how important it is to have, you know, somebody that's kind of more local and, you know, maybe a smaller company looking out for their needs?
Not necessarily do we have to necessarily be in their backyard, but we do have to give them a complete agnostic approach. We're not going to give the solution of just one product. We're going to tell them the different products that are available and what fits their environment the best, thus becoming the trusted advisor for the customer. They're going to look to us and how to put together their solutions. Besides selling the solution of the product, we also do perform the work. So there is always a single point of contact, the same person you'll get when working with a company like KIS.
So in terms of that, if you look at some of the things that you're doing and what you see with your customers, what is some of the advice you might be able to offer to other solutions providers in this market? What are some of the things they might want to focus on? What are some of the issues that you're finding are important to your customers?
Scalability. To be able to grow with their solutions they started with. When we put together a solution for a customer, we have a growth pattern along with that solution. We want to know where they're at today and where they want to go in the future. And we want to make the solution we put together for them is going to be able to grow that direction.
I guess when you talk about scalability, I guess one of the factors is making sure that you as a solutions provider are partnered with best-of-breed vendors.
Absolutely. I look at Dell as a tier one manufacturer. When I go into a customer, especially a small to medium-sized business, they can't take chances on a no-name brand. They got to have something they can rely on for a long time, and the support is going to be there for a long time. One of the reasons why we went to Dell is because they brought that to the table, a top-tier manufacturer that's going to be around for a long time and proven they've already been around for a long time. That's important to the small, medium-sized business.
John, that's terrific. Thank you very much for your insights and suggestions. I know the audience received a lot of information they can put to good use. Unfortunately, that's all that we have time for today. On behalf of TechTarget, KIS, Dell, and Intel, I want to thank you all for joining us. I'm Al Perlman. Have a great day, and we hope you'll join us for future podcasts.